we need some glamour.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us. Get out of town.
My point exactly.
I can hear the decadence calling.
Ooh. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
I'm having a hot flash.
You're on a camel in the middle of the Arabian desert. If you're not having a hot flash, you're dead.
Okay, here's the deal. Unlike many straight men out there, I have never dismissed the entire Sex and the City phenomenon, but everything I worried about with the first film came to fruition in the sequel. Rather than wrapping up the story, which was already done in the 2008 movie, the sequel struggles to extend the characters far beyond their necessary lifespans. Centered around a trip to Abu Dhabi, Sex and the City 2 gives us nothing more than an extended episode with a bigger budget. The elements that made the show kitschy, including the risque puns and the endless chatter over coffee and cosmos, is done to death here. Diehard fans of the series are going to love the return of the girls, but it's a pale afterthought to an otherwise nice end from 2 years back, and it runs about a half hour too long. Sex and the City 2 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.